Hi, it's me, Victoria, the DM of the Broadswords, and you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and the droid R3A1.
Are you okay?
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
Oh, Chris.
Kaylee Young as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Corell.
Oh, Chris!
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
Oh, Chris.
Episode 423, The Proposal. Tazi is in the race of his life. Isla is in the race of her life. And neither one of these races is the same race. Meanwhile, Tazi is faced with a decision that could alter the course of his life.
So Isla will come up to the pod and kiss Tazi on the cheek and just say, be safe.
Tazi reaches up with his left hand in like a racing glove and just kind of like puts his fingers on your cheek and says, I'll be fine, I promise. I won't be long. As Isla kind of backs off of the pod, Tazi will kind of gun the engines a little bit and then take the pod out of the garage toward the starting line.
All right. So it's going to be 7 rolls.
Okay.
For each section of the track. So red and 2 purple. So we watch as Tazi pulls the pod racer up to the starting line, and we see the 3 lights start to blink. Beep, beep, beep. And we see the pod racer take off through section 1. What does section 1 look like, Mike?
It starts off as a pretty standard straightaway on any racetrack. You've got stands to either side. You've got safety gear protecting the people in the stands, and the track is really flat and straight and relatively wide to make up for all of the pod racers that would normally be on the track. As the track extends, however, you can see the track significantly narrow, and the track becomes a lot rougher. There are some boulders in the track, maybe at inappropriate heights. You've got a couple of small outcroppings that the track maybe wasn't flat enough, or things that have to wind around. But for the most part, it's relatively straight until you get to the end of the straightaway and there's a really sharp curve to the right heading into section 2.
All right.
Complete wash. 100% wash.
Okay. You zip through the track, dodging the obstacles, and next section.
Section 2 isn't just a curve. Section 2 is a sharp right turn. We saw Tazi crash several times in the simulation here because it is such a sharp right turn. It goes into a really jagged, rocky terrain with lots of pitfalls and sharp peaks.
I got 1 failure and 4 advantages.
Okay. What would you like to do with the advantages?
I'm going to upgrade my next roll.
All right, perfect. Camera watches as Tazi's going through the track, and at one point there comes a sharp right-hand turn, and you enter it a little lower than you wanted to, so you feel yourself slowing down, but you think you can make it up on the next big curve.
All right.
The jagged terrain of before smooths out here, and the track almost becomes like a luge section. It's banked on either side, and as they come out of the left-hand turn, it slides over. It becomes an angled right-hand turn, which just offsets the original left and kind of crisscrosses as it goes through this section until it ends in a sudden 50-degree climb, which then peaks and drops back down almost as suddenly into a cave entrance.
1 success, 1 advantage.
Okay. What would you like to do with the advantage?
I will give myself a blue die on the next roll.
All right. Fair enough. You've made up a little bit of speed from your last little mistake as you're cruising through the track in the dark. You see that you're heading into a small little underground section.
Okay. All right. That is a triumph. And 7 successes with 3 threats.
Wow.
Okay. The triumph, you could use that to make up a little more time, or if you want to use it for upgrading your next roll, you can. That's up to you.
I'll use it to make up the time.
Okay.
So moving into the underground section, there is a spot in the track that ahead of Tazi shows a slight dip, and instinctually he shoots for the dip, and it actually undercuts a part of the raised section of the underground track, and he ends up popping up on the other side, cutting a number of seconds off his time.
All right, and as you did that, you actually came very close to the wall, and it kind of tensed you up a little bit, so the threats take a 3 strain, just from the shock of almost crashing. As you're popping out of Section 4, I'm going to flip over one of these dark side points, and we see Tazi pop out from underground. He took that little shortcut, and as you pop out, you're into a section of the track you weren't expecting to see, because it's no longer desert. You all of a sudden pop out, and you're over the water. And the pod racers slow down just a little bit as the water comes into the engines and slows them down just a tiny bit.
Ewan, that wasn't in the plans.
I didn't know that was going to be there.
Well, as long as he keeps the nose up, it won't get too much water into the engine.
Well, if he'd let me keep that modification on there, I could have helped him, but no, I can't. He took the modification.
Well, he wants to do it his own way.
Anyway, watch.
Okay, he made it through the curve.
As Tazi navigates a section.
I can't handle this.
The section he's navigating is still going through a lot of rocks, and there's some walls they've built, but it's all over a man-made little... It's a lake, but it's almost shaped more like a river, the way it twists and turns.
A triumph with 2 failures and 3 advantages.
What would you like to do with the triumph and the advantages?
We'll use the triumph to cut a number of seconds off the time again.
Okay.
And the advantages, I'll give myself a blue die on the next run.
Okay.
We see the pod come off the water as it curves into actually one of the biodomes that are on the edge of the man-made ocean here in Canto Bight. And suddenly the camera kind of blurs and there's snow everywhere. The pod skitters a little bit under Tazi's control as he ends up going up another what looks like almost a ski hill, and you can actually see there is a ski lift that blurs by, and there are people on it doing, because it's a lighted ski run, and there are people wondering what the heck is going on as this pod goes by. He comes up to the top of it, and it levels off at this point and then exits out the other side of the biodome.
No one said there'd be snow. There wasn't snow on the VR track.
It's a good thing you have the champion in AOS 3 in your ear.
No one told me there'd be snow.
Great, even on our vacation planet, we get snow.
I don't mind snow.
Me neither.
Oh, wait, I'm coming out,
Okay, it looks like he's doing good.
Last section, you're coming into the home stretch.
In a flurry, the pod racer comes plowing out of the biodome, trailing snow behind it as it comes into the final stretch of the track. The track is amazingly clear. You can see to the finish line. However, there appears to be a section of track missing. Upon further inspection, it's not that the piece of track is missing, it's that the piece of track goes over a large construction area, and the section of track that's missing isn't missing, it's a repulsor bridge that doesn't appear to be on.
Oh, Criff.
Oh, Criff!
I got this.
I believe in you, Tazi.
Punch it.
Punching it.
And the pod clears the section of track, and as it lands, the back end of the pod taps against the ground, creating a flurry of sparks as the pod speeds down the straightaway past the empty stands.
As the pod crosses the finish line, Tazi does a trick that he used to do back when he was a youngling pod racing, and he double downshifts, so he skips 2 gears and causes the front engines to actually glow like a really bright red for a moment, and then they kind of puff out.
Okay. That was unnecessary.
It looked kind of cool, though.
And as the pod slows to a stop, Tazi just kind of starts flipping all the controls down, powering down the pod, and he just hops out, tosses the helmet in the cockpit. What was my time?
She looks down at a data pad and then looks up at you. 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Tazi!
So?
I believe he's owed quite a bit of money at this point.
Tazi, I can't believe that! Well, no, I can believe it. You're an incredible pilot, but...
Tell me, where on the track was the shortcut?
Underground. There's a dip on the right side right before you hit the elevated section. It's a very, very thin trail, but the pod manages to stay on it. Well, I guess if you're skilled enough.
Wait, you mean the underground section with the twisties? You were able to get past that?
Yeah, I skipped that entirely.
That would explain... Okay.
So I'll take the credits, and you may want to block off that shortcut.
Oh, we will. Thank you. Come back tomorrow. I obviously do not keep 10,000 credits here. I did not expect anybody could beat the time.
Question of procedure. If my Naos 3 champion here also beats it, does she also get 10,000, or is it for the first person to do it?
If she can beat 3 minutes and 8 seconds, then yes, she would get the 10,000.
Ah, 10,000 more?
No.
Oh, well, never mind then.
If she thinks she could beat the 3 minutes and 8 seconds, then we could try that tomorrow.
I mean, she may as well.
I guess it doesn't hurt anything, but...
I mean, yeah, I got
10,000 credits now, 10,000 credits later.
I got a shortcut. Either way, we're getting 10,000 credits.
It's true.
I mean, I can try, sure.
Do you want to? I mean, it was fun.
I mean, I'm happy with you winning.
Well, I mean, you seem pretty excited to run this track. If you want to run the track, go for it. I mean, if you beat my time, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm definitely not running it tonight.
That's not true.
I know.
Well, why don't we go back to the ship? Or even, actually, why don't we go back to the suite and we can celebrate? And then be back here at 9 a.m.?
Sure.
I'd love to celebrate with you.
Well, sure, come on.
Who's this?
Yeah, so this is Arween.
Hi, Arween. Yeah, come on. If you are you off work?
That's more the merrier. That's fine.
Party at the Admiral's suite.
Okay.
She drops her apron and dusts off her overalls.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. I'm gonna, well, let me pull the pod back into the garage.
Sure.
Okay, I'll go get us a cab.
All right.
Carl jogs off.
As the group runs off to get a cab, Tazi pops back into the pod and ignites the engines again and pulls it into the garage. And as he powers it back down and gets out of the pod again, he just stands next to it and he puts his hand on the side of it. And in like the dim light of the engines fading down, you can just see this grin on Tazi's face that's... Yeah, ear to ear. He hasn't been this pleased with himself in a very long time.
All right, we watch as the crew plus a Beskalis get onto a large skiff and head off to the suite. The camera cuts over and we see the crew entering into the suite. In addition to the crew, you have Arween, who's blushing as she walks in and trying to get as close to Isla as she can.
I think we got a montage here. I mean, there's music and there's obviously alcohol because Tazi's here. But we have kind of a montage of scenes that happen where, you know, Isla's describing a race, which she's actually describing Tazi's race to Arween, but Arween isn't paying attention because she thinks that it's Isla's race. There's another flash of Isla doing karaoke and Tazi in the back drinking. There's another weird flash there where the Dugs from earlier are also here, and they're also doing karaoke with Isla.
A1 attempting to put a keg on his head but tipping over.
A1?
What?
Why are you lying?
Because the keg's too heavy.
Here, and Perel helps him up. Why do you have a keg on your head?
He's keg too!
He was trying to be him. I'm just trying to have the keg thing. I think it's that whole thing about the keg and the keg one, the other robe.
Oh, he's trying to get your love by pretending to be what he is not.
I think so.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I tried to tell him.
You know, Carell, have you ever been to a party before?
Word's not good now.
I've been to a lot of parties, actually. Yes.
Yeah, you don't tend
She hasn't enjoyed herself in many, though.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Well, the last party I was at, if memory serves me correctly, all the food was drugged. We ended up being overly sherry with each other.
Yeah, those are the best kind of parties.
And KO paid 250 credits.
For what?
Oh, yeah, for
his company.
Yes, yes.
Oh, right. Sapphire?
No, Sapphire was different. Sapphire, she was just a dancer.
Uh-huh.
And a dancer for hire.
Well, she's actually on Tula now with her daughter.
But she was a private dancer, though.
I don't know.
She's a dancer for hire.
Okay, that... Sure.
Yeah. I mean, but she's the reason the Snuggle Pod smells like coconut and vanilla, right?
Well, yes, and that's the reason why there's glitter in the gunnery pod.
All right, so the crew has a great time, and we cut over to the morning.
The camera fades off the montage and comes back up the next morning, and it's the same suite, just barely illuminated by the rising sun. But you can see that A1's kind of over in his charging station. Tazi and Isla are sprawled on the couch, and the two Dugs are like snuggle up against Isla on one side, between her and Tazi, and the Basilisk is spooned against her on the other. And it's quiet. It's really quiet. And then the door opens, and Carell walks in wearing what everybody knows is a workout outfit, and just kind of stares at the room for a minute, doesn't say anything, and just goes into her room and shuts the door.
So as soon as the door closes, A1, see, we see his light come on, and he looks around the room. Uh-oh. We gotta be there soon. And he looks at the big Arween spooning with Isla. Then he looks at Tazi. Then he looks at Isla. And he rolls over and starts tapping Tazi on the forehead.
Hey, ow, stop, okay, I'm awake. I'm awake.
So, first question.
Yeah.
Should I take pictures of this for later?
Why?
And then he turns his dome, looking over at everybody else that's piled up in the room.
Okay, I'm going to say it's one of our more successful parties.
Sure. We got to go soon.
Yeah, wait, where's Isla?
Under Arween.
What?
On the other side of the dugs.
Wait, what?
Under are you okay?
I've felt better, for sure. Under. Okay, hold on to me.
It's the opposite of on top.
No, I'm familiar with the difference between those two things.
Just droid explaining something.
No, let me. I'm gonna go look here. Arwen? Arwen? Isla? Isla.
At this point, both the Dugs wake up, stretch,
and thanks for the party,
and walk out.
Oh, I'm so comfortable. Do I have to get up?
Yeah, we gotta go get our money.
What?
I mean, if you want to stay, if you two want to stay here, that's fine. I mean, A1 and I can go get the money.
Yeah, me and Carell can stay if you want to go.
That's not Carell.
What? Isla sits up and...
You realize there's...
You can't.
Two extra pair of hands on you than what you were expecting.
Ah!
And you're currently, the weight ratio is quite different.
Hi. Morning.
Hi.
How'd you sleep?
Pretty good. How about you?
Great.
Yeah.
I could sleep like that.
Tazi, we should go.
Are you sure you don't want to stay? I mean, you look pretty comfortable.
I'd like to stay.
Yeah, no, Tazi, we should go. Come on, Carell.
Hi, you look very comfortable. Tazi, maybe we should go get the prize money.
No, I'm saying we can go.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Isla, why don't you just, you can stay here and you and Arween can...
Cuddle, yeah, or whatever it is you're doing.
No, I'm good. Let's go.
Are you sure?
I mean, Arween, do you need to get back to work?
Probably. But I'll call in sick for you.
Tazi kind of, like, looks at both of them and turns and, like, and walks out.
Carell follows them.
Well, I have a 9 o'clock appointment, actually, so I'm going to go with them, and Isla hurries out after them.
Arween gets up and follows. A1's looking around the room. Guess I'll go, too. And he rolls out after Arween. And the camera cuts over. We see you guys entering into Zulara's office. I see you made it back.
Well, you know, he actually managed that course in record time, so I'm pretty sure we found the way back very easily.
Yeah, it's much easier to get here during the day.
Excellent. So, there's a prize money?
Yes. I have your payment right here.
Great. I'll take that. Thanks.
Very well. I took out the early entrance fee we talked about last night.
Wait, an early entrance fee?
Yeah, I don't remember what we decided on. What was that?
I don't think there was an entrance fee.
No, I told her I was willing to pay to run the track, but we never discussed what the actual fee was.
The standard fee in the contract you sign is $2,000.
Well, I guess yep, that everything looks legal. Let's go. Come on, let's take our winnings and...
Wait, Isla, don't you have the 9 o'clock run?
Yeah, I do, but does it matter since Tazi already broke the record?
Well, I mean,
if you run it quicker than I did, then it's yours. Then you win.
I guess I can try.
I mean, it's worth it. You were real excited about it.
Okay, I'll go get your pod ready. We'll just use the same one from last night.
Okay, that's fine. I guess, I mean, I might need the lights. I mean, the snow could be pretty dark.
Well, you've got daylight. You're fine. Arween, come on.
Actually, we should take the lights off because they'll increase weight.
Okay, well, we'll go. Arween, can you let me in so I can get the pod ready?
Sure.
I mean, it is for the champion of Naos 3.
Well, then you don't want to use that pod.
Oh, do you have a better one? Show
she can
me.
She can use my pod.
Well, show me. And they wander off.
No, let's use a standard pod. I don't want to use somebody's personal pod.
As you say that, Isla, you notice that Arween is rushing Corella out, and you can see she's very excited to show her personal pod.
Uh-oh. Tazi, we might have a problem.
Whoa, what kind of problem are you talking about?
I feel like we have somebody who's getting super clingy.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Well, I'm just, she obviously has taken a liking to you, so, I mean, whatever that is, I mean, I guess that's up to you to figure out.
This is weird. This is like a holodrama.
I mean, I've seen holo films with that type of relationship, of course. I mean, and you know, you love who you love. So, I mean, if you like her, you know, then that's, you know, you got to follow your heart, right? I mean,
what?
No, I mean, I'm just, you know, you guys were cuddling when I woke up, so I assumed that there, you know, you,
yeah,
there's something.
At least I didn't go to sleep like that.
Well, I mean, that's how you woke up, though, so that...
Right. Well, I wake up like that a lot. It's just usually with you.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. If you like basilisks, that's fine. We can, I guess, work something out. This is all really weird. Do we have to talk about it right now? You gotta focus. You're about to run this track. You've seen it run at night. You should have an advantage during the day. The pod will be lighter. You know, focus on that. Let's not talk about the last night.
You know, Tazi, I don't like all this jealousy I'm hearing in your voice.
At that point, A1 just kind of looks at Tazi. Yeah, it's not like you. Normally, you're relaxed.
I'm
just kind of let things go.
I'm
you okay?
Fine, you two. We can...
Do you need a drink?
If this is something... No, I don't need a drink. If this is something we need to talk about later, that's fine. But right now, Isla's got other things she should be worried about.
So why do you bring this up, then?
I didn't bring this up.
Yes, you did.
No, I...
Didn't he bring this up, Isla? I mean, you were talking about the pod. And
yeah.
Then he starts talking about cuddling, and... You made this
I
awkward.
I don't. No, I make everything awkward, obviously, but, I mean, I don't think right now... I'm gonna go look at the telemetry for the track.
Okay, well, not everything needs to be awkward.
No, I'm gonna focus on the track and the telemetry. I'm gonna look at that right now and look at the telemetry for my run from last night and see what we can do to feed that to you for your run so you can do better.
Well, they probably changed the track by now.
I don't think so.
Someone beat the record.
Well, they for sure blocked your shortcut.
They might have blocked the shortcut. We should be able to at least look at the camera on track there and see if it's still there or not.
Fine. Whatever.
You don't have to whatever me. I didn't wake up with someone else's arms around me, so I'm fine. Thanks.
All right.
Is it the first time you ever woke up with two Dougs next to you?
Well, I mean, they were next to me. They weren't, like, clinging to me.
Well, no, they were holding each other.
Yeah, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, they were close to you. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, again, they were next to me. They weren't, you know, using me as a cushion or blanket. Anyway, you're supposed to run the track. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, let me go see the pod.
Yeah, why don't you get your helmet and get checked out and make sure that that's ready to go. I'll look at the telemetry.
And Tazi turns his back to the group and focuses on the console.
Isla walks off to go find the pod.
All right, we cut over to Corell and Arween looking at the pod.
The pod here is a totally different beast from what Tazi was using. This pod it's a single chassis pod, and the easiest way to explain it is it looks like somebody took a 1950s era idea of a spaceship or a rocket ship and put... what looks like a cockpit in the middle. Like somebody dug out a hole and so somebody could sit. But it is sized for a Beslisk, so it is a very large cockpit, dead set in the middle of it. It is shiny silver, pointed on one end. The back end has four engines set within the tubular shell of the pod racer, and there are fins on the back that Arween is pointing out to Karel and showing how the ailerons move and how it can be used to vector the thrust. And Karel's looking at it a little dubiously, but nods once Ezla starts approaching.
Well, that looks really cool.
Oh, hi, Ezla. We do have a couple technical difficulties. I need to go get something from the shop. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So Ezla sits in the cockpit, and she can barely see just the edge of the display panel, because it is made for a 7-foot-tall Beslisk.
At that point, Karel comes back with like a couple Durafoam blocks and looks at Ezla.
Oh yeah, it's a little too big for you. I got these for you to sit on.
Yeah, thank you, Karel. I think that'll be easier.
Yeah, I agree.
So we watch the camera follows Ezla as she pulls the pod racer out of the garage into the starting line. We start seeing the stands fill up with other pod racers who are pulling out data pads as they're going to take notes as she's about to run the course. And just before you launch, Ezla, up on a big display board, you see time to beat 3:08, set by Ensign Tazi. And you hear the crowd just start to mumble and murmur and
who's this Ensign Tazi?
And as the scoreboard is flashing that score up there, Ezla, you get a little distracted and you don't notice the lights actually flash to let you go. And over your headphones,
Ezla, go! Go! The lights are green!
Ah!
And you hit the controls to go shooting forward. And I'm going to flip over one of these dark side points. As you take off, you're not paying close attention because everybody's yelling in your ear, and you don't see this rock that all of a sudden pops up from the ground, hitting the pod, spinning the pod, and sending you careening into one of the walls.
Oh, buddy.
What the?
Is she okay?
Ezla, are you okay? She stopped! Ezla!
I can't get into another coma.
You're not in a coma.
Are you hurt? Are you bleeding?
I haven't opened my eyes yet.
Tazi throws off his like headset and like runs like bolts out of the.
Karel does the same, but she, instead of running, she looks for the nearest speeder to try and get down there quicker.
As you guys are running, you see Arween's already took off. She's heading out that way. Since she got a head start, she gets there first.
Oh my god. The quarry! Oh my god, my ship's name was the quarry!
As you say that, Ezla, light rushes into your eyes as you hear the sound of metal being lifted up, and you hear the sound of the cockpit being ripped apart, and you see Arwen's head pop in.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm just a little stunned, I think. Where's Tazi?
She looks over her shoulder.
He's running this way, but I got you.
And she reaches down and is as gently as she can picking you up with all four arms.
I'm sorry about your pod, Arween.
It's okay. It can be fixed.
I'd like to flip over this dark side point to have it start catching on fire.
As they walk away.
As they walk away, it bursts into flames.
All right.
There's a sound of sirens that, and like a couple of like small emergency repulsor vehicles like pull up behind you as the two of you are walking away, and there's a the backside of the pod bursts into flame and one of the engines starts to smoke out really hard, and you can see these people are trying to clear away the crowd before anything worse happens.
Arwen still carrying Ezla heading back towards the garage.
At this point, Karel and Tazi come running up. Ezla, are you okay?
Hey, are you all right? Are you okay?
I think I'm okay. And Isla's gonna reach out for Tazi.
Tazi does his best to take her from Arween's arms.
Arween sees you trying to reach out and she's not comfortable with your physique that you can carry Isla. So she's resisting. You manage to pull Isla out of Arwene's hands.
I got you. You're good. Arwene, I've got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got it. You should probably take care of your
Pod, Arwene. He's definitely helped it carried Isla places before. We need to look at your pod. Isla, are you okay? You have a big bruise on your head.
I am fine, Lokel. How are you?
I'm okay. We should probably get you looked at.
No, yeah, I'm going to take her over to the medical.
Yeah, the meds are right
there. Yeah. They're coming.
You guys are walking Isla up to one of the medics, and A1 rolls up. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
I got D4 on the way.
Oh, what?
Oh, good. He'll
our medic. He's on the way.
He'll appreciate the chance to help.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he knows more about me than I do myself.
Technically, that's true.
Physically, yeah, I would say so. But Tazi might be a close second.
Well, no, but D4. I mean, D4 worked with her previously in the lab, so.
Yeah, I was trying to give you credit. Yeah, never mind.
Don't worry about helping.
At that point, a couple medics do come up and they start working on Isla and minor cuts and bruises and bang on the head.
Yeah, I've had much worse. I was in Bacta for like a month, not that long ago. Yeah, I'm okay.
On the plus side, you're conscious.
Yeah, and that definitely though, I did have and she looks meaningfully at Tazi. One of those flashes of memory that sometimes people have before they think they're about to die. You know, where parts of their life flash before their eyes.
This is three planets in a row where you haven't been in a coma.
Well, that's a new record.
Yeah, we're going to keep the streak going here.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it's the first you've woke up in a Beskalis arms.
Well, that's true. I mean,
that's the second time today she's woken up.
I mean, maybe.
You know.
I've been in the Vestalist Farms once.
Yeah, first, you have?
Really?
You have?
Well, yeah, it was after A1 shot me in my flank.
Oh.
He was very strong. Well, and we know Arms, too, but I wasn't in I didn't get picked up by him. Nobody did. Arms was kind of gruff.
Yeah.
I just, you know, remembered something that we might have to do later, so remind me to tell you.
Is this a snuggle pod thing?
Hey, A1, please remind her when we get back to the ship to talk to us about the downtime thing that she remembered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait, am I supposed to remind you, or is Tazi supposed to remind you?
Well, I'm hoping you will, because you have, you know, the infallible memory.
Well, I'm sure we'll remember to talk about this new found memory later.
Right. Also, we're going to pay Arwene, right? Like,
as you guys are having that conversation, Zulara walks up. Unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I know she didn't get the time, but hey, everybody's okay. That's good, right?
Yes, but unfortunately the track is damaged.
Well, you know, you have to... these things happen. That's why you have insurance, right?
That's why we have waivers. Of liability.
We have what?
Uh-oh.
Well, she signed it before she left.
Seriously? Do you people not read your contracts?
No.
Okay. What's the penalty for damaging the track?
Looks like the damages will be probably about 4,000.
Oh, kark.
I will discuss it with your captain. Captain? And she looks over at Tazi.
Isla, are you going to be okay? I need to talk about this with old Battle Axe over here.
Is he talking about me, or is he talking about her, or is he talking about you?
Isla, he's talking about Zulara, the person who's trying to,
okay,
you know, take all of the money that we won, even though we, you know, beat the... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just wasn't sure who was a Battle Axe.
All right, Zulara, so what's this skinny? Why, you took $2,000 away for the fees, and now you want an additional 4?
Correct. You've damaged the track.
How about you can take 3,
You can keep half the winnings and we'll take the other half.
I'm sure we could come to an agreement. 35.
Since it wasn't your pod, it was Arwene's pod, we'll still have to cover her losses as well, or at least assist her. So 3 is the best I'm willing to give you. And Tazi points over his shoulder with his thumb.
Arwene is very easy to negotiate with. I believe 1 date will cover the cost.
I didn't ask you for advice on how to deal with Arwene. We'll deal with Arwene and her losses, but again, I believe out of the 10,000 credit winnings, you can keep 5. That'll more than cover your track costs and the entry fee for me.
I've noticed you are an agile pilot. You seem to be a strong leader. Your crew is willing to risk their life for you. This is very admirable. These are qualities I do not possess. I am very intelligent, cunning, planning, and have a good business mind. Would you not agree if we combined our abilities, we would be a powerful person?
I mean, I was sure. I mean, if we were somehow to combine ourselves into one being, we would be quite the force to be reckoned with, but that's... Excellent. Very unlikely to happen, so...
I'm glad you agree.
So, 5,000 then.
I will agree to your terms.
Tazi holds out his hand for a shake. An affirmation of their agreement.
She reaches out and shakes your hand. Now, on to other business. I am glad that we agree on things.
Yes, I'm glad we agree.
Would you like to discuss other business?
What other business do we have? I didn't know there was other business.
Yes. I am looking to the future of my company.
Oh, okay. Can you be more specific?
We shall breed.
What now? This episode's backer is a Daniel Greer. What's a Patreon?
I don't know. I got this. We're supposed to read these.
Okay. Yeah, so...
A1 Daniel, signed us up for some service.
Daniel, thank you for being a Patreon. I don't know if it's difficult or not, but you know, we appreciate it. Thank you.
What kind of name is Daniel? Is that like a Twi'lek name?
Well, no, there's not enough apostrophes.
A Redemption Podcast is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. Please interact with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Redemption Pod, Instagram, at Redemption Podcast. Visit our website, redemptionpodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever other podcatcher you use. This will help people find us. And if you like us, please consider using Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/redemption. Until next time.